Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Under the Stained Glass, the podcast where we take a look at the lesson we had in church today and revisit it from a family point of view. Yep. I'm here with my pal, Ms. Whitney.
Hi there.
And today we were looking at the beautiful Christmas story that comes to us in Luke chapter 1, or actually it's a pre-Christmas story, talking about how particularly Elizabeth and Mary are chosen by God to really rise above any hopelessness or defeat they might have, particularly with Elizabeth with her barrenness and the impossibility of Mary being with child and yet a virgin. These are things that God is asking them to kind of give up to Him and go ahead and just rise above and go forward with great expectations and live into His plan. So we were going to talk today about how it is that we really want to encourage our children to dream big and move forward with those plans that they have and even call upon God for His help. But how do we then maintain a balance, though, between praying for God to help our kids out in their plans and their dreams, but at the same time, seeking what God's plan might be for them within that? How do we maintain that balance?
Well, that really is a true balancing act that we all have to do as parents. And a great example of this would be a child wanting to play the drums. We want to encourage them to pursue their artistic goals and interests, and we don't want to push them away from any of that. But as the parents, we want to do right by our kids, and in that we have to have the responsibility to guide our children, to pray with them for their dreams, but also helping them to understand that as they pursue their dreams, they should be sure to make sure that God is in the mix when they're playing their music and it honors God, or that He's helping to further their plans and it's something that He wants them to do.
Yeah. I mean, as parents, we really want to help bring God into the process of their living out their dreams. For instance, kid wants to be a great baseball catcher and you want to buy him his gear. You might want to pray over that gear.
Sure.
I can remember doing stuff like that. Or going back to music example, if he gets a guitar or she gets a guitar, pray over that guitar and ask God to really sanctify it and set it apart for that dream that the young person has. You can pray before lessons and before practice. The idea is just to bring God into the process of attaining those dreams. But at the same time, it sends a message that whatever it is that that child wants to achieve, that we're also in the process of dedicating that thing to God, and that your dream, the child's dream, and God's dream for that child can kind of meld together. But what about when, what do we do when a child's dream or what their plans are, what they want to accomplish, really do begin to deviate from what we know would be pleasing to God and even honoring to our families? How do we step in? What do we do?
Well, their dreams can certainly start to take a beeline away from God and honoring Him, which is something that we always have to be mindful and diligent in addressing. We want to guide our children into God-honoring choices within their interests and dreams and always try to keep that at the center of how we approach each step in the process. We want to always frame our guidance around why or why not these pursuits are God-honoring. For example, a child might have a dream to be a rapper, but as they pursue what they perceive as their calling, they start to work on songs that have topics that are disrespectful to others and maybe even women, as an example. You want to really help them to understand why this does not honor God and really frame it around God's word and how in our Christian lives we are asked to treat others with respect and dignity as God does for each of us. We want to make sure that they are dedicating their gifts to God rather than leaving Him out of the conversation.
Yeah, and the word why is a great word to use in these conversations. I mean, if someone doesn't want to do music, let's say, with lyrics that are honoring to God, it's a great opening to say why. Why is that? What are your motivations here? What do you want to be gaining from your music or from your athletic ability, or what are those things?
Yeah.
If, for instance, a child doesn't want to do I don't know, Christian rap or,
yeah.
or a God-honoring lyrics in a song. Why is it? If it's to be mm-hmm. cool, well, what does that say
yeah.
about to whom they want to appeal? And maybe it's a conversation about what is cool to God instead. Anyway, it becomes all just a way of trying to keep God in the picture as they figure out their way towards achieving these goals and dreams that they have. And it's to keep bringing God back into that conversation.
What comes to mind when you're talking about understanding why we want to do something and our motivation to it is when I was growing up, a lot of people wanted to be doctors and lawyers, and they wanted to go into it, or maybe even a politician, and they wanted to become that profession because it had good money. And they saw it as a way to be financially secure when they became adults. But then when they got to school, they learned the reality of the job, and they learned, you know, all that it entailed, especially with the doctors. I know a lot of people that went to school to be doctors, and they no longer were desiring to do it. I remember in my own life, I went into intelligence work, and I had this idea of what I wanted to do when I got out of school. I wanted to help people. And when I was in school, I was, oh, yeah, I'm going to help people. And then I realized what was actually entailed, and it was really the opposite of it. It was something that I really could not be motivated to do because I learned that it was just so completely opposite of what I thought it would be and what my motives were. So we really want to keep that in the right place, and we want to make sure that if our motivations aren't right and we're misunderstanding what we're pursuing, then we're not going to do a good job, and we're not going to honor God. So we really want to keep that at the forefront.
So that must have been a disappointment for you in a way.
It was.
Through you, right?
Yeah.
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 I could see that. Well, you know, it's interesting the way that God works in our lives to fulfill His dreams in us, maybe in different ways, right? I mean, to be used that way in a different way.
Exactly.
And I know that you've come a long way in your journey into a whole different field, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's actually, and it does help you, but it shows you that if you really follow God and you help God guide that, then it'll all bring it right back together.
Yeah. And it really does all come together.
Yeah.
In His grace and in His plan. I think it's encouraging these days that there are actually some folks that are, for instance, Kanye West and Chris Pratt and Justin Bieber right now, people who are really at the top of their fields and admired by so many, are certainly could be called successful, yet who are being very vocal about their desire to live for Christ and how their relationship with Christ right now is really helping them even to survive celebrity.
Yeah.
So just it's encouraging to me and to all of us, I think it can be, that no matter where our kids are going and how they are moving through this labyrinth called life, our prayers can really be substantial and really help them and move them in those ways that we may not expect. Yeah, as long as we keep God first and God in the picture.
Those are such wonderful examples for children to look up to and to know that they can be all that they desire to be and still seek and to honor God. Yet at the same time, as parents, we want to make sure we help our children to understand that though they have these dreams and God might even have it in His plan that they pursue such dreams, that we also understand that it might not look like they think it will, and that's okay. Life can really look a lot different than we expect. And just like today's passage, it looked a lot different for Mary and for her cousin, Elizabeth, and that's okay. And with God, it's going to turn out good either way. Mm-hmm. Our passage today is from Matthew 6. It's verse 33, and it says, "Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and He will give you everything you need." Mm-hmm. And that's what it really comes down to, and that's what we want to teach our kids, is that if you seek God and you put Him in the mix of all this stuff, it's going to work out to your benefit, and you don't have to worry too much about where you're going because He's going to keep you on the right path.
That's right. That's right. So thanks all for being here today. And let's just keep God at the center and see if we can all succeed.
Yep.
All right. See you later.
Bye-bye.